Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is a bonus episode of an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany. That's Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Today is a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Boy, are things messed up.
Bethany just invited me over for dinner with her mom.
Yes, because my mother will be in town, and you know that I don't have people over. But when my mother is in town, she has people over.
I'm so excited to go to your mom's dinner party at your apartment.
At my apartment.
I will bring dessert.
We will let you bring dessert.
But I won't bring the cake that I just brought to my mother-in-law's house for her birthday.
Which was what?
Which I served up and it was raw in the middle.
Oh, no. Was it a cake? A torte? Type of flan?
You know the website Smitten Kitchen?
Yes.
Okay. So I love Smitten Kitchen. All the recipes that she puts out there are fabulous.
Yeah.
Except I can never quite make them how they're supposed to be.
Why? It's not like it's goop.
Because I get frustrated when I'm baking. Cooking is different. You know, a little bit of olive oil, salt, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Baking is an exact science,
yes.
And I have no patience. So I made this upside down gingerbread apple cake thing for my mother-in-law's birthday.
Uh-huh.
I like doubled the butter by accident. And because I did that, I didn't bake it all the way through. Like the bottom of the cake was almost burned.
Oh, no.
And because it's like an upside down cake, when I flipped it over and took it out of the pan, it was, Bethany, it was raw. And I just told everybody that it was caramel syrup.
Smart. Oh, my God. That's a really good
idea.
And
I served it up.
Did they believe you?
Before I left. Yeah. I don't know if they really believe me. The kids are like, what is this?
I would have believed you.
I told my mother-in-law to put it in the microwave before she ate the leftovers. Let's finish baking it before you finish eating it.
You know what? I think that that's great. I think the fact that you made something is awesome and shows love. So that's more than I really have ever done. So I'm very proud. And I love your ingenuity.
I once made cookies and forgot to put in the flour. When I opened up the oven to take them out, it was soup in the pan.
Also sounds really friggin' delicious. Kathleen, I have been at Sixes and Sevens, and so I haven't really prepared anything, and I know that you sort of have. So you're going to be leading this here journey on this here bonus.
Yeah, we've got some listener advice.
Okay, great.
So October 19th, it's coming up.
It is. Yes, it is coming up. What's the 19th all about?
In the year 2019, October 19th is the most popular day to get married.
10-19-19? 10-19-19. Why?
So October weddings are just popular in general.
Yeah, because they're crisp.
Yes, exactly. I just celebrated my 7-year anniversary.
When was it?
It was on Sunday.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. We went out on Saturday. And
you do?
I had 4 cocktails. And I spent all day Sunday, my actual anniversary, hungover. And then the hungover part turned into a migraine. So, yeah, very sexy day. But so October 19th, the most popular day to get married this year. It's according to Wedding Wire and The Knot. Apparently 34,000 couples are registered on those two websites to get married on this day, which is next Saturday.
10-19-19.
So I don't have a wedding coming up. Apparently, I don't have that many friends.
No, I don't either. No one invited me to anything.
My friends are not getting married anymore. It's, you know.
No, I think, you know, a lot of people, like I'm filling in on this morning show I worked on in Minneapolis, and we were talking about people who were like inviting themselves to weddings.
Mm.
There was a woman who, I don't remember if she emailed or called, but she basically said, look, like, my friend lives in California. I live in Minnesota. I posted about my wedding on Instagram. My friend bought a plane ticket and invited herself to come. And she, to this woman's credit, like, she texted. It's like a college friend. She's not a super current friend. They're just in touch, but they're not really tight anymore.
Oh.
And so she reached out to this friend who lives in California and said, oh, man, you actually aren't on the guest list. So, you know, it's a small wedding. You're not really on the guest list. And her friend said, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's you're not putting me out at all. Like, I'll just come. Don't worry about it.
Stop
and
it. No.
It was insane. And
no.
So she.
How embarrassing.
How mortifying. And so she had to tell her friend, like, you're not invited. Like, you can't just come and invite yourself in. And I was thinking, who does this? Because weddings are stressful enough and they're expensive.
Yeah.
Why are you inviting yourself to someone's wedding?
You know what? I used to be really excited about weddings when I was 21, 22, 23, when I hadn't been to that many.
Yeah.
And I don't think I fully understood the concept because I hadn't been married yet, how stressful it is for the person planning it.
Yeah.
And the weddings that I had been to up until that point were very casual because we were very young. So yeah. It was like, you know, backyard weddings and like show up and grab a plate and sit wherever type wedding.
And those are fun. That's like a barbecue with a theme.
Like, so if I could do it all again, honest to goodness, I would have like a pizza party, like rosé pizza party.
That sounds friggin' fantastic.
Which coincidentally is also going to be my funeral. I have made it very specific instructions to my husband as of late. I've been thinking about death for some reason. That when I die, you're going to have a pizza party and there's going to be like 10 different kinds of rosé.
That's great.
Everybody plays Chutes and Ladders or
stuffed
something.
Stuffed crust option?
Oh my God. I forgot about the stuffed crust.
Never forget about the stuffed crust.
Stuffed crust with a side of Echo Cooler.
Oh God, yes.
That is second grade for the
All
for
about
either.
That. Yeah. Before we go into the listener advice email, can I fill you in on my ear surgery update 2019?
That's right. You were in the hospital last week.
In the hospital. So on Friday, I had ear surgery. Mm-hmm. Can I play you a little audio of what I sounded like coming out of anesthesia?
Oh, if you don't, I'm going to beat you up.
Okay. So this was me complaining that I had not had coffee since 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
What was the thing the nurse came over and asked what you wanted? What did you say?
Coffee. She was like, it's just instant. I was like, rub it on my gums. I need it now.
Your coffee.
She said, I asked them going into surgery if they could put it in my IV because I haven't had it since 4 o'clock a.m. And that's unconscionable. And they are going to bring me some because this is... undoable.
How much fentanyl were you on?
I don't know, but I told her fentanyl killed Michael Jackson. And she said, I know. And I don't. We're living in a post Michael Jackson world.
That was me coming out of my anesthesia. So they finally gave me coffee.
Fentanyl. Jeez Louise. You were on some serious drugs there.
I came out of surgery. So if you're listening backwards or whatever, I'm sorry. You're probably all sick of hearing about this, but whatever. So I had, I get a lot of ear infections. My eardrum got a big hole in it. So they had to take skin from behind my ear and put it in my eardrum, graft it over. So I came out of surgery. I had an asthma attack. And so they had to give me...
Do you have asthma?
I do, yeah.
I didn't know that about you.
Uh-huh.
We've been dating for a long time.
No, I have asthma. Winter brings it on. So they had to give me a bunch of, I don't know, albuterol or whatever. And then after that, I was in so much pain that she was like, you want some fentanyl? And I was like, it's an opioid.
Is
We're
that
in
what
a crisis.
You mix with Benadryl to make Slizerp?
I don't think you mix fentanyl with anything. Mm. I think you just take it.
You just do the fent.
You do the fent. You hit the fentanyl. So she gave me some fentanyl and took the pain away. But boy, that stuff is strong. Killed Michael Jackson.
How's your hearing? Can you hear me?
It's awful. It's worse in my right
really?
Ear.
Is it like... Blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah.
It's ringing, 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 ringing.
Oh, yeah.
Ringing.
You've got cotton in your ear.
And I have like an incision.
Oh, my God. But they essentially took your ear off of your head.
The hole is like so small. They took so much skin for such a small hole, which makes me wonder what they did with the rest of it. Because there's a cut around the back of my ear, like top... Stern to stem.
Did you see the movie? Oh, God, I saw it this week and it was so good. Did you see Joker?
Yes.
Holy Moses.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was the best movie I've seen in a long time.
I loved it. It's getting a lot of critical hate, but
Is
a
it?
Lot of audience love.
I haven't read a lot of the reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, reviewers didn't love it, but it... You know,
I thought
made
it was
a lot of money.
Amazing. Yeah. I thought, and I read this on your boyfriend's Instagram, on Dinas's Insta story.
Yes.
How... It really is a true testament to mental health and staying
yes.
on top of it.
Yes.
I thought the movie was real creepy.
Yes.
It was wonderful. SNL did a huge parody about it over
called,
the weekend.
Called Grouch.
I'm like maybe still the only person in the world that watches SNL like on the rig.
I watch the videos like the next day.
I record it and then Sunday morning I wake up and watch it.
Too late for Bethany. It's so late at night.
I know.
Late. 10:30? No, thank you.
Speaking of things you do late at night.
Yeah.
So for my anniversary, Neil and I went out to a French restaurant.
Oh, excuse
and,
you.
And you know it's like really French when the tables are too small to actually put any food on it.
Yes.
I went to this place in the West Village and everything we ordered was served in a tiny little dish because the tables were so small.
Where'd you go?
Bouvette.
Bouvette. I love Bouvette.
Yeah, Bouvette was great.
Oh, they have a cave of wine in their basement.
Oh, the food was amazing.
Oh, yeah, there's no place. If you visit New York and you want to go to Bouvette, you have to go to Bouvette.
It is a scene.
But also, there is no room. It's the smallest.
It's teeny tiny.
I've never been comfortable there.
Go to Bouvette. Order the ratatouille
yeah.
and a goblet of champagne.
Yes.
Everything that they serve is in a coupe glass.
Yeah, yes.
I'm going to start drinking water. Get me out of that. Can I have a coupe of water?
I have a coupe of water, please, from Bouvette.
So afterwards, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. It's going to be so fun. We're going to have the best time ever. We went to go see some jazz.
Excuse you.
Down the street at this club called Smalls. It's a New York institution.
Yeah.
Bethany, it was so boring.
Really?
It was so boring. I don't know if we just like we went on an off night where it was like the elevator light FM version of jazz.
Do you normally like jazz?
I play it on my Alexa.
Okay.
I like to tap my foot.
Yeah.
I like something upbeat. This was like too...
like free jazz?
It's like elevator. No, I think they were... I don't know. The thing about musicians, really good musicians, is that they don't need music. So I can't tell if they're freestyling or if they're playing something that they actually know.
It's really funny you bring up jazz because I was just talking about this on the Morning Show podcast. We talked about jazz. And jazz is one of those art forms where... I think it's incredibly entertaining and fun for the performers, but it doesn't necessarily grab your average listener. And it's also not necessarily, you know, for everyone.
It was. I was bored to tears, Bethany. And I felt so bad about it. I need some jazz I can tap my foot to.
Yeah.
This was like the easy listening night.
Yeah.
They like played the Beach Boys at one point and I got real excited.
Because I know that.
I know that too.
How long did you stay?
You have to stay for the full show.
How long was the show?
It's like a little, it's this tiny little basement. The club is small and the show's about an hour long.
Okay. All right.
And you have to order a drink and there's like a $20 fee at the door or whatever. So you feel like you have to stay. You're like invested, you know, halfway through when you want to leave.
Question.
Yeah.
Do they snap as applause or do they clap?
Someone snapped.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, are we doing this now? Yes. Because that was exciting.
That's badass. I worked at a place where everyone like snapped as an applause instead. So sometimes I still do that because I like it. But like. I'll do it like if I can't clap because I'm holding food in one hand, I'll snap in the other.
Who invented? Yeah, because you know when you try, you try and like you clap your palm and it was just with the one hand clap, it doesn't work.
You can't do it, but you have a burrito in one hand, you can't put that burrito down.
Or you clap on your thigh, but then like,
no, I'll snap for that, and I own it, and I like it.
Oh God, let's bring back the snap.
Let's bring back the snap.
Uh-huh.
The last two nights, I've had some things on my mind, and I have not been sleeping very well.
Ugh.
And I can absolutely tell that my day has been worse.
Yeah, you wake up feeling like duty.
You wake up feeling like duty. And it's maybe stress, but a lot of times, it's your mattress.
It's the tossing and the turning. I'm about due for a new mattress because I was up late the other night, and I was listening to my husband toss and turn, and the mattress was like... And I was like, oh my goodness.
Not good.
We need something new. Yeah. And that something new is Purple. So Purple mattresses feel different than anything you've ever experienced. And that's because it uses brand new material developed by an actual rocket scientist. It's not the memory foam that you're used to.
It feels unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported. Plus, it's breathable. So it sleeps cool. So you don't wake up covered in your own sweat and panic.
Purple gives you that sort of like zero gravity feel. Yeah. It's so cool.
And it's like you're an astronaut, but you're not because you didn't have to go to all that schooling.
So you can try Purple for a 100-night risk-free trial. And if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund.
It's backed by a 10-year warranty. There's free shipping and free returns. You're going to love Purple. And right now, our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress.
That's in addition to the great free gifts that they're offering site-wide.
So here's how you're going to do it. Text TASTE to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text TASTE to 84888.
That's TASTE, T-A-S-T-E.
That's, did you almost not spell it right? Yeah.
That's TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you into overalls?
Yes, but I look awful in them, but I like them on other people.
I keep seeing them everywhere.
They're cute.
I feel like once upon a time, overalls were only for 5-year-olds.
I mean, look, if you think about it, Dexy's Midnight Runners in their seminal video, Come On Eileen.
Oh,
many of them are wearing overalls.
I had no idea who you were talking about until you said Come On Eileen.
It's a lot of overall wearing. And so that was the 80s.
I just bought a pair of corduroy overalls.
Darling.
From H&M. It's a dress. It's like a corduroy overall dress.
Okay.
I'm breaking all the rules because once upon a time, I firmly subscribed to never wearing corduroy, period.
You shamed me for loving corduroys.
I'm so sorry.
And it made me question my love of corduroys, but rest assured, I still decided to continue loving them.
You know why I decided to hate corduroy once upon a time? You know,
why?
Do you remember that woman, Kelly Catrone, ahead of that PR company that Lauren Conrad worked for on the yeah. City or the Hills or whatever?
Yeah, I've met her.
She had a book out.
Yeah.
In it, she was like, no self-respecting New York City girl would be caught dead in corduroy.
I like corduroys. I did an event with Kelly Catrone. She was lovely.
Were you wearing corduroy?
No, I was not. I was wearing some type of acrylic mix.
So I went home and I threw away all of my corduroy stuff. And now I'm regretting it because I just bought corduroy overalls.
Yeah, even Kelly Catrone would probably be like, you know what? Wear what makes you happy.
Okay, so I want to talk about this email. It's from our taste bud, Lucia.
Okay.
It's a type of email that makes you go, oh my God.
Okay.
Hi, girls.
Hello, Lucia. How are you?
I wanted to email you about a situation I went through and how it changed my perspective on the world, our bodies, and our souls. My sister was killed 3 years ago in Albany. She was barbering at her shop, and a man came in asking for money for heroin. She must have put up a fight, and she got stabbed. She died 3 days later in the hospital. Apparently, she fought this guy in the shop, then out of the shop onto the street, and then the man ran away.
Wait, did she leave us a voicemail?
She did. She was like, she left us our OG voicemail, our original voicemail last year.
I remember this. I remember her.
Yeah, she was telling us the story in the voicemail.
Oh my gosh.
So she continues, my family has been on the news. They look for the men responsible for my sister's death for months. We got so much attention. And here I am, a butch, transmasculine, young, 20-something woman, just wanting to enjoy my life, career, and family. Everything was turned upside down. I'm emailing you to let you know something that I learned throughout my sister's death and this whole experience. Her sister's name was Jackie. She was beautiful. If you Google her, you will see that she was more gorgeous than Britney Spears and Kim Kardashian put together, and less plastic surgery, might I add. We had to cremate her, and I came to realize that our bodies are nothing more than a vessel. They hold our souls, and that is it.
Mm.
So now I ask you and all the taste buds, why focus on your weight? Of course, besides, you know, being healthy. Why focus on stray hairs getting in the way or stretch marks that make you think you're ugly? This body we were given is nothing more than a shell to hold who you are inside, and I learned this from my sister's death. I send this to you because it's just so crazy going through something so traumatic, how it can change your thoughts and how it can help you grow. Maybe the next time you don't like that shirt on yourself, you will remember your sassy inside doesn't care. Your body is just a shell to keep you warm. Much love, Lucia.
Wow. I suppose that's something that is illustrated to you graphically when you have to cremate someone that you love.
Uh-huh.
Because
someone who was killed.
Yes, someone who was taken very, very, very much too soon. Because you're right, it's no longer the person that was in your life. That's not them. They are not there. They are gone. This is just literally their vessel.
I was having one of these moments this morning where I was going through my closet and nothing fit.
Mm.
It's also a weird temperature outside, so nothing feels comfortable.
It's a chilly 60 that's hot and also chilly.
It's a weird temperature, but I'm going to say like 99% of the people listening to this have been through those days where you're putting on a dress or you're pulling up jeans or you're putting on a shirt and it all just feels like garbage on
yep.
your body.
Yep.
And nothing fits.
Yep.
And everything's too small.
Yep.
And I was really mad at the world today, and reading this email makes me think, well, am I lucky to even have a body?
Totally. And you're lucky that you can walk through your closet or, you know, lean through your closet, depending on the size of your closet. Because there are people who can't do that. There mm-hmm. are people who can't get out of bed. There are people who would love to have the mobility that we have, would love to have a closet.
Yeah.
Would love to have enough things to fill a closet. Like, it's so easy to lose perspective, and I don't want us to shame people for feeling upset about what they're upset about.
And am I going to go home and try and put on another pair of jeans that don't fit? Yeah, probably.
Probably.
And I'm going to be mad about it? Yeah, probably.
But it's a really good reminder at the end of the day that you're like, yeah, okay, you can fall down that, you can spiral down that rabbit hole, but try not to spiral too far because it's not as deep of a hole as you think it is.
Yeah.
Did I kill that metaphor?
No.
Did I stretch that metaphor?
Your metaphor was perfect.
Okay.
All right.
That's an amazing email. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lucia. And we hope that you and your family are doing okay. This is from, I hope it's okay. I don't want to say her name.
No, change her name.
Okay. We're going to call her
Margarita.
Margarita.
My favorite type of pizza.
Mm-hmm, my favorite type of alcoholic beverage. All right. Hello, ladies. I hope all is well and everything is going swimmingly in the world of Bethany and Kathleen. Also, congratulations for getting an official studio with Audioboom. Thank you.
Thank you.
I feel like a proud mom, even though I'm only 21 and I could be your little sister, which I totally am down for. I am a newish listener. I just started listening January of this year, so I'm a little behind on the pod. I'm currently listening to episode 159, where Bethany needs advice about breaking up with a friend. And weirdly enough, I am having a somewhat similar issue and would like your input. I am not the most social of butterflies. Same. So my friend group is always small, same, which I am totally okay with. I have major trust issues. I'll spare you the traumatic backstory. So I pick and choose my friends, especially close friends, wisely. The people who I do have in my inner circle, I cherish very much and I hold them very close to my heart. That being said, if you screw me over or I feel any change in atmosphere between us, I am quick to cut you off. I know it's not the best way to handle things, and I have tried to fix this within myself, but fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Ooh.
Wow.
Fighting words.
My mom yells at me enough for this. Anyway, I don't have a problem with breaking up with friends. What I do have a slight issue with is the aftermath. I find myself obsessing over my ex-friends and constantly stalking their social media accounts. This even applies to ex-friends that I've broken up with years ago. Mm-hmm. I try to block their accounts, but I know I can just unblock them, or I use my cat's Instagram page, shameless plug, at peaches.n.cream.
Stop it. That's a great name. She's lucky to get that Instagram name.
I find myself thinking about the what ifs and wonder what would happen if I reached out. I have a very hard time with letting people go, especially since I feel very deeply and strongly, and losing a friend is extremely hard for me. With that being said, I've had a hard time letting my feelings go as well. For example, my absolute best friend told me during a very dark time in my life that I suck the happiness out of people and he was tired of dealing with my problems.
Oh.
Ouch. Our friendship didn't last much longer. No kidding. That happened 2 years ago and I still feel a lot of anger towards him and I get very jealous when I see him being friends with other people. This also leads to the obsessive social media stalking. How do you ladies handle these situations, or am I just crazy? Do you obsessively stalk ex-friends on the internet? I feel like once I can learn how to let go, I could potentially live a happier, stress-free life. I love you ladies very dearly. I consider you in my close circle. Don't worry, I won't be quick to cut you off. Have a wonderful day. I hope to hear from you.
Ooh, Margarita, I am right there with you. I stalk ex-friends on the internet all the time.
How?
Okay. I have a friend that I broke up with 10 years ago that I quite don't know how to find closure on it. I still have dreams where she's in it.
Okay. Why do you, how often do you stalk her, first of all? Like, how often do you look her up?
When I'm on my Finsta. I don't know. Like, I'm on my fake Insta a couple times a week. And like, if I remember, I'm like, oh, let me check her profile.
So when you're looking at her stuff, is it because you kind of are hoping that she's not doing well?
I just
kind of
want to keep tabs. You know, it's like, keep your friends close, your enemies closer.
Yeah.
You got to keep tabs. Is there anybody who you regularly, like an old friend that you stalk on Instagram?
Yes.
Or Facebook?
Yes, there is one. And I think I do it because I look to see if there's evidence of my opinion. So she was very inappropriate. She didn't have a lot of boundaries. Mm. And ultimately, I found her kind of spooky as our relationship got longer and longer.
Yeah.
And so I'll look at her Insta to see, like, is she still being crazy and spooky?
Yeah.
And it'll validate my opinions of her.
I think ultimately the friend that I regularly check up on, she made me feel really bad about myself. Oh my God, you look so fat.
What kind of friend is that?
JK, 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 JK.
Okay, I'll find her. I'll hunt her down. Like,
you would be so pretty if today was office a day.
Would she actually say that?
Yes. And I was hooked. I worshipped this girl. And I think I check on her to make sure that I'm doing better.
Yeah. See, I think that that's...
It's an awful thing to say.
But I think that you're brave for admitting it, because I think that's what most people do it for, but they're not going to admit it.
She made me feel like absolute garbage for so long.
Yeah.
She did it to another friend of mine, too. And we were both hooked. It was like, you know, some people just have those personalities where even though they're so mean to you,
yeah,
you keep coming back for more.
Because you crave their approval.
You crave their approval. And it really took a huge, huge blowout. I caught her in a lie and I was just like, I can't, I have to
What
move
was
on.
The lie? Tell me everything.
You know what? It's like such a long, convoluted story. But essentially she was lying to me about being enrolled in school when she had been expelled.
Wow.
In college. And I was waiting for her to move to the big city. I was like, I'll hang out an extra year.
Oh, man.
Because you need a fifth year. And so I'll live in this apartment with you for the extra year while you finish up your degree. And she wasn't even in school. So
that's a good reason to end a friendship.
I mean, like, I was putting my life on pause.
Yeah, literally.
To wait for her to catch up. And then we were going to start our big lives, single girls in the city together. Yeah. And it was all a facade. So I check up on her to make sure that
you're doing better than she is.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. And I think ultimately it comes down to insecurity, because I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'll check in on the girls who were pretty and popular in high school.
Yeah.
Or college, and I'll be like, are you still pretty and popular?
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with them,
no,
and
of course.
Everything to do with my own insecurities.
Uh-huh.
So I think for you, Margarita, I think if you have a really hard time trusting, it makes sense that you have a really hard time letting go once you've trusted someone.
And Margarita, I really feel badly that guy said that to you, your friend.
Yeah, that's messed up.
It's messed up.
Because you certainly haven't sucked the fun out of this podcast.
No, you haven't. But if you were going through a dark time, it seems to me that your friend maybe doesn't understand dark times.
Right.
And he could have treated that situation with a little bit of love. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I think you need to take some time out for yourself.
Yeah.
This friendship is a little bit draining to me right now. And it's not because I don't love you. It's because I think you're in a dark place. And I think you need to get, you know, figure things out for yourself.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think you need to get professional help. But like, that's not always the case. Not everybody always needs professional help, you know?
Yep.
God, I still stalk people.
Yeah.
I think I will until the end of time.
Yeah, I really think that it is for you, especially Margarita. I think it's just you have a hard time trusting. And so when that trust is broken, you have a hard time letting go, because you're probably mad at yourself for trusting them in the first place, which, give yourself some slack for that, because it's good to trust.
I will say this, something that I've had to work on getting older. When you get into a fight, making up.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's hard.
That's not a skill I had until I was in my mid to late 20s.
You love to fight.
I mean, it's not that I love to fight. It's that I love to be right.
Yes.
And sometimes, even though you know you're right, in your heart of hearts, you know you're right, you have to work through it with a friend. The thing is that I've learned so much in this past year, is that people's emotional intelligence and the way that they deal with conflict and trauma and stuff like that, everybody is so different.
So different.
And I'm very much like, oh, this awful thing happened. Let me pick myself up by the bootstraps and move forward.
Yeah.
And not everybody is like that. And so I feel like a lot of times when you're fighting with a friend, you expect them to be at the same emotional level that you're at, but everybody's at a different level.
Totally. But yeah, it's that's why it's good to have friends of all kinds, because we can even each other out, because Kathleen tells me when I should be angry and tells me what to say when I should be sticking up for myself.
You make me sound like somebody who's just spitting fire all
you're
the time.
Not, no, but you're not.
Just
but don't
a worry dragon about it. Lady.
Kathleen is very, very good at, you're good at knowing your worth and you're good at standing up for yourself. And I appreciate that about you.
You know what really pisses people off, my friends especially?
What?
when I'm mad at them, I just need a little distance to like forget about what happened. But that distance, it's complicated for the other person who's like feeling the distance.
Totally. Oh, that, yes, totally. And then you're like, I need to know what you're feeling.
And I just need distance. Like, I just need like a few days to not hear from you.
Yeah.
And you're different, Bethany. You like always, you want to hear from that person right away.
I need to know. Yes. Like today I had a situation with a person and I was like, they just said they needed space. And I was like, every 15 minutes, I was like, okay, I know that you're off your phone and I know you need space. I just want you to know that this is how I feel. And I miss you and I love you. And okay. Okay. And then like 15 minutes later. Okay. So if there's just anything you need to tell me while you need space that I can process while you're getting the space, that's great for me over here. But if not, that's fine. Like, I understand.
It's like, you know, when you're in a fight with a friend and you know, like you're supposed to not be speaking to them, but then you see a funny meme that you want to send to them, but you're like, I'm still mad at you, but here's the meme that I think you would enjoy.
I thought this would make you happy and I want you to be happy, but we'll talk in 3 days because I know you need space. So Margarita, we hope that you do okay. I think that you just need to be a little easier on yourself across the board.
And we all stalk people.
Yeah. You're not
exes,
alone.
Friends, hot teachers.
Just don't stalk in real life. That's all we ask.
Cute guys with puppies.
Totally.
Cute girls with puppies.
Everyone.
Everyone. If I live in your building, and I know your name.
Yeah. I'm gonna follow you and your puppy. Only online. Let people be in real life. Don't scare them.
I'm gonna take note of where your boxes are coming from.
Stop it. Speaking of, I had to Google image myself today.
Oh.
At the post office because the woman wouldn't give me the package.
Oh, that happened again? I don't believe that you're you.
Long story short, the radio show I work on in Minneapolis, I use a different name.
Yeah.
I got a package sent under that name.
Oh, crap.
And I don't have an ID with that name. It's not my real name.
Lena Svensson.
Lena Svensson. In order to get it, I had to Google image Lena Svensson, pull it up, have that photo be me show it to her, and her be like, why are you using this name? I felt like such a douchebag. There's people standing behind me. I'm Google imaging myself.
This is me. Bethany, that's a good problem to have. You have so many different identities. It's incredible.
It's like I'm a spy.
I wish I had that many identities.
We can make you one. Valeria Cathleswaite. Valeria Cathleswaite.
Chlamydia.
Von Gonorrheasville. From the land of scratch and stints.
Chlamydia with a K.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds sexy.
Chlamydia Miller. All right. Thanks for tuning into this bonus episode.
We love you.
If you're getting married this weekend, good luck.
Yeah.
If you're stalking someone getting married this weekend, good luck.
Don't stalk them in person, just online.
And don't hit like. Don't be very careful with your fingers.
No, like if you're on Instagram, take a screenshot of the Instagram post.
Smartphones are very sensitive. Don't like it by accident. I did that recently. Somebody's old photo. Old on Facebook. And I had to unlike it, then block them. And pray that they didn't get a notification.